Sabahan's pride. An 18-year-old Saban student, ADDX Ramzi, impressed international scholars with his research paper and presentation at the International Conference on Social Science and Humanity hosted online in Paris, France. Adi, a Doosan student from the Keningau Vocational College, did his final research project by looking into the effectiveness of automatic locks, as well as how to prevent hostile students' lockers from being broken into and to assist hostile students in securing their belongings and privacy. According to NST, his paper titled Automatic Lock for Hostile Students in an Effort to Increase the Security of Their Valuables from Theft will be published in an international journal organized by Eurasia Research. As a student who studies electrical technology, he wrote about how physical facilitators are the most universal factors for theft on personal belonging to occur in schools or colleges. He believes that many students who stayed in a hostel have more or less experienced losing their locker keys due to misplacement, carelessness, and sometimes theft. According to Adi, this caused an issue to the students, as losing the physical keys might put their lockers at the risk of being broken into by anybody. It also posed difficulties for them to retrieve their belongings. Most Malaysian schools and colleges have no security cameras or surveillance systems, and there are around 20 to 30 students in one dorm, whose lockers and beds were located close to one another, Adi said. Oftentimes, students find it unsafe and insecure due to the lack of security by the schools or universities. A programmable circuit board called Arduino, commonly used in creating digital devices, where the automatic lock could be easily controlled using a smartphone via a mobile application, will be utilized. This will grant students access to their lockers with enhanced security. With that, students can have a gleam of hope in having better protection for themselves and their valuables. Adi wishes to explore the potential of emerging technology trends such as Arduino, since there is a heightening demand for new innovation in the era of Industrial Revolution 4.0. Keningau Vocational College has also presented research at conferences in countries such as the United Kingdom, Italy, France, Germany, Australia, Singapore, Indonesia, Thailand, and Brunei in the past. We congratulate Adi on his achievements and look forward to seeing what he has in store next. What do you think about his research? Also read, Saban student spent 24 hours in a tree to get good internet connection for her online exam. You have reached the end of this story.